This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The New York Stock Exchange and its new midday happy hour. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Is it computerized trading or is it something else? For some reason, trading on stock markets has developed rush hours, busy times early and late in the day. At other times, people who want to buy and sell can't find people who want to sell and buy. There's news that the New York Stock Exchange now plans to fix part of this by starting a midday special auction. Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, is here to help explain this. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is this? They're starting a special moment in the day on the New York Stock Exchange for certain stocks. Which ones?
These are the little stocks, the 1,000 smallest names that are most thinly traded.
Thinly traded. So in other words, maybe somebody wants to buy, but they can't find a seller at that particular moment. But how could this midday auction help? I mean, what is it, like a car dealership can't move some models? It holds a special sales event, puts out balloons and bunting?
Yes, and the whole idea is stack up buy and sell orders. If you know there's going to be an auction at a certain time during the day, you get your orders in advance, then buyers and sellers are matched. The idea is to save small investors who have come in during the day to trade stocks, and in order to get filled, the price ends up moving way off where it ultimately ends up at the end of the day when there's more liquidity.
We keep seeing this term that the market has become fragmented. What does that mean?
Well, fragmented in the sense that where there used to be continuous trading during the day, now it's piling up at the open and at the close. And, you know, no one's really sure why. It may be because there are more computer trading models. It might be because people are using passive index funds. But another theory is it's the disappearance of the market makers.
The market makers, this is when big financial institutions back in the day would be the middleman to kind of lubricate this up, buying and selling, being in the middle.
Well, that's right. The problem is in order to be a market maker, you have to take a position in whatever it is that you're trading. And the Volcker Rule pretty much made it impossible for banks to play that role anymore. They're not supposed to take trading positions. And as a result, well, you know, we're still waiting for someone to step up and take that role now that the banks are out of play.
Yes, the Volcker Rule, one of the reforms post-Great Financial Collapse. Chris Lowe, FTN Financial, thank you.
Thank you, David.
It is a key date in the history of FIFA, the global body that governs global soccer, as its members, including the United States, meet in Switzerland to elect a new chief amid allegations of corruption. The current president, Sepp Blatter, seems on track to be reelected, even though international soccer's big corporate sponsors are said to be perturbed by the allegations of rampant abuse. Now, if these sponsors withdraw, the world's most popular team sport could lose billions of dollars. More now from the BBC's Russell Padmore in London.
The official song of last year's Soccer World Cup, Here We Go, painted a picture of a sport in harmony with the fans. But the companies that spend millions sponsoring the game are worried about association with possible corruption. The credit card operator Visa has warned it could pull out of its contract, worth at least $25 million a year. And the car maker Hyundai has said it's extremely concerned. The Department of Justice has accused 14 international soccer officials or sports marketing executives of bribery, racketeering and money laundering over two decades. FIFA president of 17 years, Sepp Blatter, is standing for re-election today and is expected to defeat the rival candidate, Prince Ali bin Al Hussein of Jordan. Yesterday, Sepp Blatter said he'd clean up the game.
I will not allow the actions of a few to destroy the hard work and the integrity of the vast majority of those who work so hard for football. There can be no place for corruption of any kind.
The authorities in Switzerland are looking into reports of wrongdoing during the award of the 2018 World Cup to Russia and to Qatar for 2022. Soccer could lose billions if multinational companies tear up sponsorship deals. Nick Johnson is the director of the European Sponsorship Association.
They bought into football as something they want to associate their brand with. But with that comes the association with FIFA, and with FIFA comes the association with all of these events that have been unfolding, which are truly shocking.
Sepp Blatter is defying calls to quit, and if, as seems likely, he's reappointed FIFA president today, he'll have another 4 years to clean up an organisation tainted with corruption to prevent anxious sponsors taking millions, maybe billions of dollars out of the game. In London, I'm the BBC's Russell Padmore for Marketplace.
And the man who was wrong that his company was too big to fail has been speaking out. Richard Fuld, the former CEO of Lehman Brothers, told a financial industry conference yesterday that Lehman could have survived if not forced out of business by the Federal Reserve. Lehman owned a lot of risky subprime mortgages, but Fuld did not mention that directly. He did say there was very little regulation and market supervision. Fuld has taken intense heat for his role in the crisis and the demise of his firm. In his first public appearance since the meltdown, other than being cross-examined in Congress, Fuld joked that he's okay now because, quote, I know my mother loves me. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.